أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 4 to ayah number 9 of Surah Taha. In the ayah we discussed last yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes from whom this Quran Sharif is revealed. The specific duty and the function of the Quran that Allah Ta'ala had said to us, tadhkiratan, and the person that will benefit from the Quran, limay yakhsha. It is advice for that person whose heart is filled with the awe of Allah. And this is the revelation of that being of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who created the earth, created the skies that are high above. Now Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman wa 'ala al-'arsh istawa. It is Ar-Rahman, it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is on the throne on his arsh. And from the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we understand the magnitude of the arsh, the size of the arsh, and then we will realize the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and whatever lies in between the skies and the earth, all of that belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى, and what is beneath the wet or the moist soil. This is amongst those ayat of the Quran in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is describing the earth. Usually we will find Allah Ta'ala speaking about the seven heavens or the seven skies, and then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the earth, and then Allah Ta'ala doesn't elaborate as far as the earth is concerned. So in Surah Talaq, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin. Allah Ta'ala created the seven skies, and then وَالْأَرْضَ مِثْلَهُنَّ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ, and Allah Ta'ala created the earth similar to the skies. So from there we get an impression about the skies being seven and the earth also being seven. In the Mubarak Hadith of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala protect us from this, the Hadith states that that person that fraudulently takes away one shibar of land. Shibar is the hand span between this little finger and the thumb when it is outspread. If somebody takes it fraudulently, in other words, is not his haq, it is not his right, and my understanding, this happens, and Allah forbid and Allah Ta'ala protect us, at the time of the distribution of inheritance. Now if a person does that, it is unlawful, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make him dig the seven earths on the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah Ta'ala will create such a situation where it will be yoked around his neck. Now how all of that will happen, that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there in the hadith, several ahadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the seven earths. So here also Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. Man and science hasn't gone beyond about 6 or 10 kilometers down below this earth. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about this, what the atmosphere is, what the life is, what the air is. All of that is known only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ, and if you speak loud, aloud, audibly, you articulate, فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Then Allah is that being whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows a sir. Sir refers to a secret. That secret that is hidden in the heart, one is you speak, Allah Ta'ala is not speaking about hearing, Allah is speaking about knowing, knowing what is the secret in the heart, wa akhfa, and what is even more hidden than a secret. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is bringing to our attention, the secret of the heart is the thought that has already been formed. Wa akhfa refers to that thought that has not even formed properly in the heart or the mind of an individual. That individual doesn't even know what the thought will be. Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of it. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that being that there is no ilah, there is no object of worship, illahu, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one in Allah Ta'ala's Zat. Allah Ta'ala is one in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Sifat. Allah Ta'ala is one in Allah Ta'ala's Af'al, in whatever Allah Ta'ala does. Allah Ta'ala is one in Allah Ta'ala's Ahkam. In every aspect, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Wahid. وحده لا شريك له له الأسماء الحسنى. Belonging to Allah تبارك وتعالى are the excellent names, in other words the excellent qualities of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. All of it belongs to Allah, qualities of perfection, all of it belongs to Allah تعالى. Now Allah asks the question, وهل أتاك حديث موسى, did the incident of Sayyidina Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام come to you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.